WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight. Who wants to walk with Elias?
Yeah. Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Because when the hounds come down to this ring, you got two choices. You get out of our yard, or we beat your ass.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Tonight was a lot of good wrestling and some straight fire dropped by the Raw Women's Champion. This is the Raw Post Show presented by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211 and Gerwick.net. I am Sorokin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Alexa's going to beat Brock's ass. That's going to happen. That's going to be a thing.
That's where we need to start. So, what the hell happened?
Basically, Alexa didn't really like the fact that, you know, she had to defend her title and Brock didn't necessarily have to defend his. She's a little upset by that.
It's supposed to be about equality. It's this woman's evolution. The women should be treated like the men and the men should be treated like the women. So, if Brock's not defending, Alexa shouldn't.
There you go.
It's a valid point. But go ahead.
She has logic in this.
But there was a more logical point that could have been brought up.
Hmm.
Why doesn't Brock just defend?
Well, here's the tricky thing about that. One, he just did it. So, you know, per his schedule, he can't do it again until WrestleMania. And two, you can't put him in the chamber because Roman's in the chamber. And if Roman is the one that's slated to get the belt, well, you know, that looks a little awkward to have Roman lose to Brock in the chamber and then come back at WrestleMania.
I get it. But I'm just saying the logical point she should have brought up.
I mean, they're being smart in using the chamber to crown the number one contender for the men's title, because that was what they used to do back in the old days, is one side would win the Rumble and the other side would use whatever that next pay-per-view was, usually chamber, to decide the winner. Side note, we could actually now predict who's going to win the Royal Rumble, which show, based on who gets chamber.
Quite possibly, yes. But then again, there's two Rumbles now. Doesn't really matter.
No, but for the men.
Oh, for the men, yeah. Now, what was very telling, which they did not never address, but they sort of kind of other way addressed it. So, in the match, before getting into the match, Kurt fired back at Alexa, saying, "You haven't defended the belt at TLC," and her response was, "Well, you make the matches." And it has been, that is the last time on television she has defended the belt, and there's been no one on the internet complaining about it. Just saying.
But she shows up every week.
Yeah, but she's a champion. She hasn't defended the belt since October on television. It's now February.
She's still there every week.
She is there every week, but she's coasting along in this title reign. Nothing wrong with it, though.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. It just says she has to defend the belt, so she's doing it on house shows. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know. But in the match, it will be Bayley, Mandy Rose, Mickie James, Sonya Deville, and Sasha Banks. Conspicuous by her absence was Nia Jax.
Yeah, that's a little weird Nia's not in it.
But what was the stipulation? If Nia wins, she gets added to the Raw Women's Championship match at WrestleMania, and it'll be a triple threat match, right?
I'm not sure I like that.
I want to ask you something. So when did they announce Asuka's fighting for the Raw Women's title?
They haven't yet.
But they said it would be a triple threat match. What if Asuka doesn't, you know, want to fight for the Raw Women's title?
Well, she gonna challenge Charlotte?
I'm just saying. They announced it without technically announcing it.
Oh, I know. I know they did, but with everything else going on around the women.
We all know where the direction is. It's going to be Charlotte and Ronda and Asuka and Alexa. That's a given, we assume that's a given. But it's looking like Asuka and Alexa for sure, but it's just weird how they put it out there. So anyway, she ended with, while Brock gets to sit out and wait to see who wins, I guess, is it just because I'm a woman? And then, you know, she stormed off and Kurt asked the question, hey, do you want to see the match? Yeah. It's like, you should ask if you want to see Brock have the match as well. So that's only my point to that.
Yeah.
So, but you can see how, you can see the talent that on the roster when you have Mandy and Sonya in the chamber.
You can see who's injured and who they're lacking based on the fact that Mandy and Sonya are in the chamber. Not that Mandy and Sonya don't deserve necessarily to be in the chamber, but you look at who's on that roster and technically, you know, Alicia should be in it if she wasn't hurt, and Paige would be in it if she didn't have her whole situation going on. So the fact that they had to sub with Mandy and Sonya is very telling.
Yes. And I just thought about this in my head. It's like, remember back, way back, 2007-ish? It's Sonya and Mandy are the Chris Masters and Carlito of this match. When they got put in that match with all the other guys, the big stars, and you're like, Chris Masters and Carlito, what?
Somebody's there to take the pin. I'm not sure which one, but one of them is there to take the pin.
Well, it's a chamber match. Everyone gets eliminated. So yes, they're both there to take the pin. So there you go. Alright, so there's that. That was the hot segment of the show. Let's run down some matches. We had Cedric Alexander and Mustafa Ali beat Tony Nese and Drew Gulak. Rockstar Spud was there on commentary. Yes, they acknowledged his name was Rockstar Spud, but he's now Drake Maverick.
Which you kind of got to do.
You kind of do, yeah.
Again, he was really, really orange. Spud, lay off the tanner.
Yeah, Cedric and Mustafa won. Let's see, other things happened. So backstage, Sasha was watching footage of her match against Asuka, and she realized what she could do to beat her. And she was backstage with Bayley, and Bayley's like, so you got any advice? And like, you're going to tell me how you beat her? And it's like, Sasha's like, no, I'm going to keep that to myself. And it's like, ooh. And then it's like, they go back and forth. And Bayley brings up, you know, how it's everyone for itself at the Elimination Chamber. And Sasha kind of acknowledged that. And sort of, kind of in the indirect way, Bayley said, you know, how did she put it? Trying to remember how she put it. This is where I'm looking for notes on that. Bang scoffed at Bayley thinking she was good enough to beat Asuka. Bayley says she knows she can beat Sasha. And if she's good enough to beat Sasha, it's good enough to beat Asuka.
You sure about that? Really sure about that?
And it was also pointed out that it was every woman for herself in the room. That's what I was trying to remember. Anyway, go ahead.
But yeah, I mean, is Bayley really sure she can beat Asuka? Because Sasha couldn't manage it. Nobody else has managed it. As Asuka likes to point out, nobody is ready for Asuka.
So we're setting the table for Bayley and Sasha.
I'm fine with this.
And Sasha heel turn.
Bring it. Give it to us. Do the thing. Do the thing.
By the way, Asuka and Bayley had a good match. Asuka won.
No surprise.
Nia beat up some girl and said she's the only one who doesn't fear Asuka, and she'll be the Empress of yesterday when she's done with her. The girl she beat up looked like the indie version of Bayley.
Pretty much.
It's just how she looked. It was supposed to be Finn Balor versus Dash Wilder, but it turned into a tag match. The Revival versus Finn Balor and Carl Anderson. The Balor Club picked up the win. No shock.
Yeah, no real shock there, but it was a good match.
It was a good match. The Miz qualified for the Elimination Chamber by beating Apollo Crews. No shocker there. Sonya Deville lost to Mickie James in a quick roll-up. Afterwards, the Absolution tried to beat down on Mickey, but it was saved by Alexa.
Of all people.
It's called She Needs Some Friends, So She's Trying to Find Some Friends. It's the best way to put that one.
Mm-hmm.
In the most shocking qualifying matchup of the evening, Roman Reigns versus Bray Wyatt. They cut good promos to start off Monday Night Raw.
Bray cut a great promo.
Bray talked about how it was a year ago, he was removed, it was his greatest moment in the chamber, and said the only thing that stands in his way is Roman Reigns. He talked about how much of a failure Roman Reigns has been, and he wants to put Roman Reigns out of his misery.
Bray was really motivated.
Yeah, he was. Roman talked about the journey of his ups and downs, and he said his journey to WrestleMania begins tonight and ends with a smashing suplex city of WrestleMania, and no one, not Bray, not Brock, can stop him from becoming the next Universal Champion. Roman was good. It was okay. It was fine. But it was like, ups and downs, you know, it's like you're not selling the full confidence. It's, yeah, I could win and then I lose. I win and I lose. It's like, that's not the great backing you want for your next Universal Champion.
It lacked the passion of Wyatt's. You shouldn't have had Wyatt go first. You should have had Roman go first, and then Wyatt interject in, and then Wyatt come out and do his come out for the match. I mean, that's really, you should have closed with Wyatt, because Wyatt was Bray Wyatt 3 years ago.
Yep.
That's what I got from that promo. There was passion in it. There was a little bit crazy in it. And there was that just hard glare he can do with his eyes so well. And just that up and down and change of emotion, all while maintaining that hard glare. I mean, it was really, really good.
So,
and then Roman was Roman.
They had a good match. Roman Reigns won. Nobody shocked by that. Which left it hard to get into the near falls because you knew Roman was winning.
You knew Roman was winning. I still love the story between Roman and Bray, and I pointed this out to you when we were watching the show, is Roman and Bray kind of almost have this like really weird love story with each other. And it's not love in the classic I love you sense. It's the classic Roman is the one that will perpetually get away from Bray. It doesn't matter what Bray does to court Roman, to draw Roman in, to try and catch Roman, because Roman is the one that he desperately wants to get hold of, because he sees a darkness in Roman. He said it many times and he'd love to get his hands on it, but he can't do it because Roman always finds a way to get away from Bray. So it's this struggle between the two of Bray constantly courting Roman and Roman constantly getting away from Bray. So it's, I love that story between the two, because we had Bray coming out in his formal slut pants, the white ones, for Roman. So he classed it up, and then Roman came out in his gold gear. They wore their best for each other, which I thought was cute.
Matt Hardy was watching on in the Fortress of Light, and afterwards...
Is that seriously what it's called?
No, I just made up the name right there.
Okay.
I mean, it's a clever name.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards, Matt Hardy came out and gave old Bray Wyatt the twist of fate and deleted him.
By the way, coach, when Bray Wyatt kisses another man, it is not a smooch, okay? It's not that. It is he's literally sucking somebody's soul out of their forehead. It's not a smooch. Just saying.
Seth Rollins met with Jason Jordan. They had tonight's their last opportunity at the Raw Tag Team titles. Jason said, I'm 100% healthy. I'm fine. I'm good to go. Right before the match, Seth Rollins is walking backstage, going to Gorilla, and he runs into Jordan and the medical doctor and Kurt Angle, and Jason Jordan is not medically cleared. He is injured, so he cannot compete. Rollins would have to forfeit the match, but in walked Roman Reigns.
And Seth is like, oh, thank God.
They just looked and went, okay. So it was Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins versus Cesaro and Sheamus for the Raw Tag Team titles. Good match. Really good match. Jason Jordan came out to be cheerleader and ended up punching Cesaro as Cesaro and Sheamus were trying to walk away with the belts, causing this disqualification, meaning Sheamus and Cesaro win the match and retain the belts. Also, it builds to Seth Rollins and Jason Jordan having a one-on-one match, and it also goes trying to figure out, is Jason Jordan actually healthy? I don't think anyone really knows.
I don't think anybody really knows, but I'm getting kind of tired of it. Like this whole, oh, I'm fine, but I'm hurt. I'm fine, but I'm hurt. I'm getting tired of it because it's every week, and it's just getting old. Like if he's hurt, if he's legit hurt.
Which he is.
Just take him off TV. Just have Seth beat him up. Seth and Roman beat him up and take him off TV. Let him heal and let him come back. And I feel like that would do him more good than anything else that they're doing for him right now, because it makes him sympathetic. Which I'm not sure if that's what they want or not, because I'm not 100% sure if he's supposed to be a face or a heel. I haven't quite figured that out yet.
He's a heel.
Okay. That just, no. So, yeah. I mean, I'm tired of that. And Seth and Roman was Seth and Roman. They always work well together. And the match was good. The match was fine.
Afterwards, Rollins was yelling at Jordan, saying he wished he was the one who legitimately injured him. Kurt Angle was there. Angle told Jordan to go home until he was medically cleared. Jordan tried to speak, and then he yelled, damn it, go home. So the father told his son just to go home. Go to your room, no dinner.
Pretty much.
So either we'll see Jason Jordan again or we may not. It all depends whether he's legit hurt or not hurt.
Yeah, I think they're still trying to medically assess him and figure him out. And so in the meantime, it's just, okay, well, we're going to do this with you. And because here's the thing is, like, first of all, he and Seth had the tag titles and they had to get the tag titles off them. And Jason was the replacement for Dean. Well, now Dean's still hurt. Now Jason's hurt and they have to figure out something for Seth.
So they're setting the stage for whatever Seth may do. If not, they change course and do something else. But at least they have a storyline going for whatever the match will be.
Yes.
So it then leads to our main event. Who will be the last last man in the chamber. It'll be Elias, Braun Strowman, or John Cena. It was a fine little match. Didn't go over. It went like 10 minutes. Braun got taken out with a guitar and then an AA on the steps. And left Elias and Cena to the fight. Elias picked up the win.
Shock of shocks.
Strowman hit the power slam. Elias tossed Strowman to the floor. Covered Cena. Elias got the win. Afterwards, Braun destroyed Cena and Elias.
Temper, temper, Braun. Temper,
so,
temper.
So Elias will be the last one into the chamber.
Up, 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 up.
No, he's...
Second.
No.
Second to last.
No, last. Elias qualified. No, it's the last man in. He's number six.
But they're doing a second chance match next week.
No, entering number six. He'll be the last one out of the pod.
Ah, okay.
Now you get it?
Now I get it.
Last man in. Never mind. Last man in. I was getting to the second chance. No, it's the last man into the chamber. Last one out of the pod, okay? Is that a better way to describe it?
Yes. Say last... Yeah, because you say last one entering the chamber. It's like, no, wait, not all the spots are filled.
Well, that's,
no, but last one released from his pod, yes, that makes sense.
The way they were saying it was last month into the chamber. So, yeah, he'll be the last one and out of the pot. The second chance match, Lindsay, go ahead. Who's in it?
Finn Balor.
And that's it.
Yeah, because you have...
Apollo Crews,
Matt Hardy, and Bray Wyatt. And sadly, Bray and Matt cancel each other out, and we all know Apollo Crews is not winning, sadly, so that leaves Finn Balor.
Spoiler.
Hashtag spoiler.
Unless they were going to go rocket full on Apollo Crews into this match.
Honestly, I would kind of love that.
But it won't be a thing. So what you're setting up is, you're going to be setting up Miz versus Finn at WrestleMania for the IC title. That wouldn't be too bad.
That would be fun.
So, and then you can do some stuff with the club and the Miz Taraj. Who, Bo was there. No idea where Curtis was.
Yeah. Curtis was very suspicious in his absence. There wasn't really an explanation. There was, but there wasn't. He was off doing something.
He was off doing something, and Miz was looking for an extra. So, who knows? That was Monday Night Raw in a nutshell?
Pretty much, yeah.
Don't think I missed anything?
Nothing too important. I mean, oh.
Oh, yeah, now I got one thing.
Okay.
The Corey Graves shout on Booker T.
Oh, Lord, boys. Lord, 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 Lord. Y'all need to stop.
There's some heat going on between Booker and Corey. Corey's like, said the coach, be careful. You could be back doing afternoon radio on afternoon local radio. So, yeah, that was the thing. There's some shots fired. But that's our show.
That's our show, so
plug away. Tomorrow night, twitch.tv/RackRadioShow is WTR Sims, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, the road to WTR Mania 2. Thursday night, we're back live, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Yes, yes we are, and well, Rock is going to squee yet again about the Eagles, because he gets to do it all week. And then we'll have news, we'll have notes. I think we actually get to have a discussion this week.
We do.
Because there is no pay-per-view.
We do. Yeah. We maybe
so
do.
We'll have to come up with that. Plus Tweet of the Week, NXT, SmackDown, all your favorites. So it's The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WallTalkRadio.com.
Rack Radio Show on all the social media. Saturday night, midnight edition, CB Radio, the Weird, the Wacky, the Unusual. Check out last week's episode where we did the Greater Than Great debate on who is the greatest quarterback of all time. This week we are doing...
Who won?
You have to tune in to CB Radio Live to find out. This week we're doing the greatest fictional couple of all time, since, you know, it ties into Valentine's week. So, yeah, that's the thing. Saturday night, midnight, CB Radio Live, Facebook, Twitter.com, #BlameRob when a celebrity dies. Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio is back, 10 p.m. Eastern at WTR, Sunday night on Facebook and Twitter. We'll be back next Monday night, Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com, Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LensWard, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychwardesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LensWard, same as the Twitters.
Thanks to Gerwick.net and MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. She's Lindsay, I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack and right back here for the Raw Post Show. Along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network, right here at WildTalkRadio.com.
blogtalkradio.com.